Let's visit now with our good friend, Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services, East Lansing, drjohnb.com, the place to go for the podcast. And, Doc, you know, it's I hate to say, here we go again, but we've talked about this a little bit before, the human face of evil, and forgetting that, it can be a very human face. We like to just chalk it up, as I've heard some leaders do, to the people who are monsters. And yet, history will not bear that out. These are humans who perform these ghastly, barbaric acts.
They really are. It's one of those things that's hard to understand, how a person can, in calculating form, just kill someone, assassinate them right on the spot. And people they don't know, but people they know that have not done anything bad, mm-hmm. for some particular type of ideology, in the case of what happened in France. But the whole idea of the sociopath, who has a completely separate set of values from what you'd call the person who sees the difference between right and wrong, and can just do this and just blow themselves up afterwards, too. It's a real bizarre, hard-to-understand kind of a thing. But we do live in a world that is the face of evil, and it is something that apparently someone who can seem very common can be a watchmaker, could be somebody working next door, someone at the university, that all of a sudden picks up the view of, well, say in this case, it's had a religious connotation to it, that somehow it's right to go out and just slaughter innocent people and have no conscience about it, just do it. It's really hard to believe, but that is part of the human condition. It's the sociopath, the psychopath, kind of carried forward even with an ideology or with a religion or something that transports it into an even more macabre, horrible form.
Doc, I know there are people in your profession who specialize in this kind of personality, in analyzing, trying to understand and maybe, you know, rehabilitate this kind of personality. In your experience, is there, once people cross over the line and they join this type of group and they become the person, Is there a way to truly rehabilitate? And we saw this with, you know, in World War II with Nazis. For those who truly participate in exterminating fellow human beings eye to eye, is there much you can do with that person?
Believe,
are you hopeful
I
there?
No, I'm not. I also, you have to remember, there are sociopaths that don't have a murdering tendency. They're just people that have no sense of right or wrong.
Right, okay.
They just can focus on what they want, the prize, the moment in the sun, or just getting what they want, whether it's in government, whether it's in industry, whether it's in families. But I have found once a person develops a personality disorder, meaning a deeply entrenched lack of morality, lack of sense of right and wrong, then they really don't change, or if they change, they change outwardly so they don't get in trouble. But when entrenched beliefs are really very, very difficult, particularly when we talk about the sociopath. These are people that really do not have a sense of right or wrong. They could, as a person might play a video game and shoot someone, they would shoot someone out in the street and not even think anything of it. Not that all are homicidal. It's important that we remember that. But when you get that combination of no sense of right or wrong, maybe some desire in their mind to do something, some ideology, call it what you will, and then they go out and they do wrong. No, I have not found that ingrained of a personality that they really would change other than out of fear or the desire not to have problems.
Doc, before we let you go, in a prior generation, you know, our forebears might have looked at news of a battle, casualty numbers, and they would have a pretty stiff upper lip. Maybe they were tough. I don't know how you would deem it. Is that the same thing now where we see some people who are desensitized to events like this, and I don't want to say uncaring, but almost numb to them at this point? Does that concern you at all?
It really does. I think that because when you think of it, you know, I believe Stalin is the one, for completely different reasons, said, you know, one death is a tragedy, a million deaths is a statistic. I think as we just see people getting killed or slaughtered or whatever it is, we may just kind of go, oh, hum, not realizing that ultimately society as a whole does need to make some decisions on how to deal with this. You know, we certainly didn't do it with Nazi Germany. We're kind of working at it now, but we don't seem to have some type of a world mission, call it what you will, that a committed desire that we're going to eradicate this type of evil. That's the only word you can use. You can call it Islamic, you can call it Islamic, you know, you can call it whatever you want, but it's clearly a form of human evil that potentially can be very destructive, particularly if you get a nuclear bomb, if you get some type of a dirty bomb. It seems that there's not a good ending to what's going on unless there is a concerted world effort by those that really see what a danger this really is. I think France today is aware. We were aware of it on 9/11. I think the Spaniards have seen some, the British have seen some, but there's not been any type of a unity, nor is there a unifying force that can pull people of goodwill together.
Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services, our good friend in East Lansing, joins us here on Tuesday mornings. Of course, the website is drjohnb.com. Podcasts are there. This will be there shortly. I wish we had a brighter topic to talk about, but there it is. I mean, and there it is. Doc, always great to visit with you.
Well, one last thing. Yes. Where is a Winston Churchill when you need one? There aren't many in this world, are there?
No, there aren't. And the 19th century man filled a spot in the 20th and the 21st. We're looking in the rearview mirror, at least at this time. And we're not the only ones here in the United States. Doc, great to visit with you.
Very good, my friend. Bye-bye.